This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon, and we're going to continue on. We're up to number 12 on the coaching commandments today. Once again, go back and listen to the first one if you want to find out a little bit more about how these can basically cross into other industries, into relationships, into maybe our identity of self, maybe that, maybe a whole bunch of things. Either way, I use them in the fitness sense. I use it especially to help coaches to coach movement, basically, or to help turn trainers into coaches, because there is a difference between trainers and coaches that sometimes can be left behind. It can get sort of blurred. So either way, let's get stuck into it. We're talking about number 12 today, which is rapport equals trust. So it's somewhat the same thing, right? And one of the things about rapport and trust is that you can't fake it. Now, the interesting thing around the word trust is that it's so closely spelt to the word truth. And there's a reason for that, because when we're true, not just telling the truth, but actually true, then we're able to build trust. That's why, like, the truest version of ourselves is often, it often feels so vulnerable, but in being vulnerable, we actually build trust with people. But that's the issue is there's so many fucking people, right? I don't know if they're fucking people, they're just people, are actually using it as a strategy rather than using it to connect to another human being. Their intention is to use this vulnerability as a strategy to get to build trust, to sell something. They're not actually trying to help solve a problem for that person. They're trying to solve their own problem, which is selling their products so they can make more money. There's a big fucking difference in that. And one of the key things about understanding the difference is the intention. What is the intention of me providing this service? What is the intention of me providing this content? What is the intention of me providing this offer? What's the intention of me providing this feedback? It's one of the most powerful things. And as a coach, I highly encourage the ability to self-reflect and build self-awareness to go, why am I actually saying what I'm saying? Why am I giving the compliment? Why am I not giving a compliment, right? Why am I finding this frustrating? What's going on for me as opposed to what's going on for them? And so when we can actually rock up and be true, when we tell the truth, but stand in our truth and be honest with ourselves, it's a certain space of vulnerability, which is actually strength, because most people struggle to do it. And so when we're able to remove the mask and see all of our intentions for what they are, we can truly step into this space and actually build proper rapport, because we're a human being connecting to a human being. And there's a certain connection that goes on there that you can see the person. To be honest, you see what's behind the person. Hey, because the person comes from the word persona, which means mask. Hence, personality is the mask we wear to deal with reality, right? And so when we can see through that, we go past it, and we actually see the soul, the essence of that human being, we build trust, connection, rapport. So one of the most powerful things that we can do as coaches is to be vulnerable and to be the closest to our truth and stand in our truth as possible, and actually be there, not just for the client, or in fact not for the client at all, but be there with them as they unfold, as they go through their process. And that's a key fucking difference with a coach, I suppose, as opposed rather to a trainer that's just there to tell them what to do, to basically tell them what their body should feel like and what they should eat and all this sort of stuff. You're not building a human being in doing that. You may help them get results, but the results are codependent upon you. That's not a coach. That's not a leader, right? A true leader creates more leaders, even if it's helping to create that person as a leader of their family rather than just a leader of the gym or whatever the case might be. But if you are a true leader in this health and fitness space, then you're a leader of other leaders. But you don't have to say that. They will continually get information from you. You focus on developing yourself, because your development is their development and their development is your development. And that's one of the most beautiful things about this space, how we can really build rapport and trust, is actually trusting ourselves. Now, we build trust with other people when we trust ourselves. We trust ourselves to be able to stand in our truth and be vulnerable and allow the person to make whatever judgments they want, because they're not making judgments about me. They're making judgments about themselves in the face of me, right? That's like, it's one of the interesting things, and it's it's something that I see so often is this fear of judgment, where the fear of judgment or being judged is actually because we are judging ourselves, right? If we don't judge ourselves, then we don't fear judgment. Because people can judge us. It's got nothing to do with us. And this is like one of the most powerful spaces that we can really step into. Because when we step in there, we can just rock up as we are. We're not trying to be something in the face of not being judged. And this is the funny thing. I think I've spoken about this a couple of times. I definitely have in the last week as well. But judgment isn't always negative. Hey, that's a really nice shirt. Fucking don't judge me, mate. Go away. It's compliments are judgmental as well. So we want to get to a space where neither judgment or praise nor criticism affect us. We can take it. We can accept it. That's their opinion. We can thank them for it in both ways. You're a dickhead. Thanks, mate. Why do you think that? You know, out of curiosity, I don't really care what you may think. People, I really do care what they think. That's fine. Why do you care what they think? Well, they're the person that I spend most of my life with. Why do you spend most of your life with them? Well, because I love them. Why do you love them? If I can keep going down this route, you often find that that person may be handing their power over, and then they end up doing it in so many other areas of their life. It's really quite fascinating, yet completely frightening and freeing, right? Because on the other side of what's usually frightening and fearful for us is freedom. Freedom to be ourselves. Freedom to completely let go of this need to be, do, or have something to be seen by someone else as to be a leader or to be a trainer or to be a coach, to be anything. But just rock up as that. Stop trying to be it and be it. But in order to be it, we must first be it ourselves, to ourselves. And in order to build trust and rapport with others, we must have trust and rapport with ourselves. And if we don't have that, then we can never build trust and rapport with other people. Because we're always showing them a mask that's not us. And then what we'll do is we'll also attract that, because we're projecting a mask. We're projecting something that's fake, and so we're going to attract something that's fake. It happens time and time again in all sorts of areas of our life. So think about what you're projecting, not what you're attracting. Think about how you're communicating with yourself. Do you trust yourself to deal with reality as it unfolds, regardless of the outcome? And if you don't, then that's where you start. And on that note, Tim, I'm done. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you'd pass it on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. If you haven't already, I think I've still got some tickets for my Mood Prep Seminar this weekend. It's Saturday, Sunday in Brookvale in Sydney. You can just jump on davenixon.com.au/seminars or just follow the seminars tab to find out more. But team, I am done. Thank you very much for tuning in. Till tomorrow, peace and pizza. Kick today in the dick. Slay that dragon. I'll see you soon. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.